We're back here at Foul Play by Play, talking the headlines of foul play in sports. Third headline of the day, Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reed, a couple of capable football players who can't seem to find jobs because of their expression of personal views, are working out together with hopes of landing an NFL roster, or landing on an NFL roster. Both players have waged grievances against the league for colluding against them to keep them from making a living in their chosen profession. Reed was asked about his anthem protest plans by the Bengals, according to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, and Kaepernick was similarly asked about his plans for the anthem by the Seahawks, who postponed a scheduled workout with the Super Bowl quarterback because Kaepernick reportedly had no plan in place, according to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. Should NFL employers even be allowed to ask this question, Mike? I mean, my employer can't ask me about my religion or political affiliation. Shouldn't these players' protest plans be similarly off the table?
No. The employer should be able to ask that. And I think with the way you phrased your question tells you why. And I'm not saying I agree with what these NFL owners are doing. I fully support what Kaepernick and Reed and Bennett and everybody else is doing. I think they're addressing an issue that needs to be addressed. However, when you say you're right, your employer can't ask you or talk to you about your religion. I mean, you can't, if let's say you've, for whatever religious belief, you know, you have to wear certain clothing or headgear or whatever have you, I mean, your employer can't stop you from doing that as long as it's not a safety issue. Political affiliation is the same thing. You can't be discriminated against because, you know, you're a Republican, Democrat, what have you. However, I mean, the ability, we're talking about a protest, which is going to cost these teams dollars and cents, which is, I mean, the reality of why, I think that's why these teams aren't hiring Kaepernick and Reed, which I wish they would. I thought Seattle would be such a good fit for Kaepernick, just because of the way that city has embraced, I don't want to say players like this because that's horrible to say, but, you know, players that have been more vocal about stuff and actually used their stature and their fame for, you know, good as a, I guess, as a soapbox, if you will.
But these no, these legally, players aren't breaking any rules, Mike. The NFL Owners and Players Association could have collectively bargained for players to be required to stand for the national anthem had they foreseen it as an issue, but they didn't. So why are these protesting players being punished more than, say, those guilty of even alleged of domestic abuse, like we talked about in the last headline?
I mean, it's public perception. I mean, but there's no legal barrier for a private employer not to hire somebody for whatever reason, as long as it's not because of sex, race, creed, or political affiliation. So unless we can place, you know, protesting in one of those boxes, a private employer is going to be able to discriminate however he sees fit. I mean, that's the short answer.
But they still can't collude together and keep people from pursuing their career.
Well, how do you see them as colluding together?
Well, I'm kind of inferring that, you know, when every NFL owner is refusing to give one of these guys a job, that obviously they're working together. They're not, you know, if the Seattle Seahawks wanted to hire Colin Kaepernick to be a backup quarterback to Russell Wilson, nothing's stopping them from doing so. And he certainly seems, you know, capable of the job. I mean, the guy is a Super Bowl quarterback. The only thing keeping him from doing so is the collective idea that him wearing an NFL logo or him displaying the shield lowers the value of that shield.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think there's any, I can't think of anything legally that would stop, I guess, a private business when it's going to hurt their bottom dollar, which is, I'm sorry, that's all these businesses care about, and legally that's all they have to care about is that bottom dollar for, I mean, it's, they're in the business of making money. And I think we both know, and I think we're both troubled by the fact that if we really wanted Kaepernick to have a job, it's on us fans to make that happen. We stop buying the gear. We cut into their bottom dollar instead of just being complicit fans. But I can understand from a dollars and cents point why these owners are too scared to take that kind of hit.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. We'll be right back with our Cheats of the Week.